Calling all fans of comic books, TVs, and movies. It's the time you've been waiting for. Terrific-Con, Connecticut's number one Comic-Con, returns to the Mohegan Sun. Join us on August 17th through the 19th, only at the Mohegan Sun Expo Center for Terrific-Con. Terrific-Con features the largest gathering of comic book writers and artists in all of New England. Plus, Terrific-Con has assembled your favorite heroes from TVs and movies, all this August 17th through the 19th. Plus, dress up as your favorite comic book hero and villain, only at Terrific-Con. There'll be costume contests, trivia contests, live music, and much, much more, only at the Mohegan Sun. Tickets are on sale right now for Terrific-Con. Remember, kids 10 and under get in free at Terrific-Con. For more information on Connecticut's number one Comic-Con, visit Terrific-Con.com. We'll see you there on August 17th to the 19th, only at Mohegan Sun in Uncasville, Connecticut.
Hello, this is Roy Thomas, and you're listening to the Power Cosmic Podcast.
That's right, friends. You've been waiting for the podcast that talks about the things you love. Well, go no further because you've reached the Power Cosmic Podcast. Each week, legendary Comic-Con promoter Mitch Halleck of the Terrific-Con and legendary finder of lost things John Cimino of Saturday Morning Collectibles at the Raynham Flea Market, booth A89 and 90, will talk about the stuff you love. Now sit back and talk about comics, TV, movies, toys, and more. It's the Power Cosmic Podcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to a power-packed episode of your favorite podcast, the Power Cosmic Podcast, or as I like to call it, the Terrific-Con Podcast. Fixing my microphone here. The Terrific-Con Podcast, because that's what this thing's going to be about today. All about the world's greatest Comic-Con happening in 3 days at the Mohegan Sun in Uncasville, Connecticut. I am your host and the man with the most, the guy who puts on the show year after year, Mitch Halleck. And the person at the other end of the phone doing God knows what, that I can hear something shuffling, the one and only John Cimino. Hello, John.
Hello, Mitchie. Get ready for Terrific.
Is that what that noise is?
Yeah, packing, putting stuff, getting stuff ready. See, I'm very organized. I'm very organized here. And getting stuff ready for the...
Oh, no. What happened to you, John?
What do you mean, what happened to
you
me?
You said you're getting ready for the... And you just stopped. Did the aliens abduct you?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's always the connection. I said, I'm getting ready for Terrific-Con. And then I asked Mitchie, how's the Mitchie holding up?
The Mitchie's holding up okay. A little frazzled, a little on edge around here, as always, because, you know, there's a lot of preparation behind the scenes. You just don't show up, okay? That would be nice.
You don't? Is that what people think, Mitch? We it just shows up?
I honestly think sometimes people think, well, how hard could it be? You just rent a hall, you put tables out, and people show up, right? That's about it. Oh, I don't know. Maybe you could deal with Lou Ferrigno's emails at 2 in the morning. Yeah. Oh, Lou, what?
I said, when you're doing that, you're setting up tables. I'm juggling on the unicycle, juggling the balls, and just like, you know, trying to get some people's attention to come. So you're saying Lou Ferrigno is all over you?
Yeah. It's amazing. After you do shows like this, the people that you grew up admiring and loving and stuff, you have a second opinion on. But let's not go there. Maybe we'll wait till after the show. That's all I'm going to say. Boy. If you do come to Terrific-Con and you see Uncle Mitchie looking a little frazzled, you know this very well, John. The Mitch is in full force for 3 days, for 72 hours. I'm not my jovial, happy, jolly self sometimes, am I?
No, see, because Mitch is always in a predicament. He's like in a constant tug of war with yourself. It's like he wants to have fun, but then people call him, and then he gets frazzled, and then he wants to come down. Mitch needs periodic hugs from Mr. Cimino every now and then. I remember Mitch. I remember. I don't know. It was about three years ago. The one I was next to Ming, and I saw you all frazzled, and I looked at you. You're all across, and I go, "Hey, Mitch, you need a hug." You actually came walking all the way across and gave me a hug, and went back to whatever you were doing. I don't think you realize that.
I remember that.
Yeah, Mickey needed some support right there. Because I just saw Mitch, his hair was a mess.
He looked like
the Solomon Grundy actor. Like, your hair was a mess. You were all red. And I was like, ooh, Mitchie. And you were walking quick with about four people behind you.
Oh, yeah. Well, here's the thing. I mean, as we're speaking now, this phone is beeping like crazy. Somebody from Mamaroneck, New York's calling. I don't know who it is, but they could wait because we're recording a podcast. They've already called twice in the last 2 minutes. A lot of people, here's the one thing, and I don't want to bitch about it because it is a great show and it's a great job, but some people do tend to forget they're not the only people in the world. Everybody calls and thinks, well, I just got one question, and they always start with the thing is, hey, I know you're busy. Okay, so then why are you asking me? But they start off the, I know you're busy, but, and then the other one is, can I have? My name is like some type of new language. It's Mitch, can I have Halleck? Because all I hear is that all day. Can I have 5 tickets? Can I have more booths? Can I have more of this? It's like little kids. I said before, I'm fat and I got white hair, but I ain't Santa Claus, okay? So anyway, let's not accentuate the negativity. That's just me venting. I'll be venting on Sunday night at the Ben and Jerry's.
Tell people at the end of this, me and Mitch are going to get away from everybody. I'm going to buy him dinner and get him a big boy sundae to make him feel like you did good, Sluggo. That's if Mitchy makes it.
That is if I make it. Yeah.
Hopefully, I don't walk into like you. I'm like calling you. Like,
oh my God, what is this person's problem?
See, this is good behind.
Should I actually put this person on and record them? I have no idea what they keep calling about. It could be Neil Adams. I don't know. Huh?
It's Neil Adams. You don't want people to lift the veil.
You know what's funny? No, let it go. This is what my life's like. This is what it's like. The beeping, the phones. Yeah. Anyways, let's talk about some of the good stuff. Here's what you're going to see this weekend at Terrificon. This is an early morning preview. If you've been watching my videos when I go to the Mohegan Sun, I've been slowly educating people with video visual tools and guides how to park their car, how to walk from the car to the place. I have heard I've been a little snarky in some of these things.
Let me cut you off for a second. When you're walking in with like, and you're chewing your gum and you're so intense and your son's behind you, I started cracking up because it reminded me of like Starsky and Hutch going into like, you know, they're going into a bar and they know things are going to go down and you're like, and you see your brother, your son in the background and you're so intense. You're like, all right, this is where you got to go. I swear to God, it was like Starsky and Hutch going to the shakedown. You're going to shake down some like drug dealers. It's so fun. But go ahead.
Now we got Hartford, Connecticut on the line beeping in over here. This is going to be great today. I only work 3 days a year. So this is all those calls that people get all year long on their jobs. I get them all in 3 days. So it's kind of funny. I added a new actor, Kerry Payton, who's on The Walking Dead. He plays King Ezekiel, and he's also the voice of Cyborg and Aqualad on all the different DC cartoons for the last 15 years. Hey, is that?
Was he a quick addition, or did you have him already?
He was, here's what happens. It's like a baseball game. Somebody gets taken out of the game, and you got to get your next list there. I had, originally, if we recall, John Bernthal. John Bernthal couldn't make it. He's the Punisher. So then we replaced, oh, God, who's this now? It's another call. So we replaced Bernthal with Ralph Macchio and this other actor named Dietrich Bader. Well, then Saturday, I'm at Mohegan Sun unloading my car, and I get a call. Who's this now? Okay, this is New London, Connecticut calling. I get a message saying Dietrich Bader can't make it because he's got to work on a TV show this weekend. So he's out. So then I call the agency. I said, hey, man, come on. You know, strike one, strike two. What are we doing here? So they said, oh, we can get somebody else for you. So they did, and I'm very happy with it because he's somebody I actually tried getting last year, but I couldn't get him because he was tied up. But anyway, Kerry Payton will be at TerrificCon. You know what I'm looking forward to the most, other than Monday, is the giant Superman card that we made. Ordway got it done. He drew the artwork. And we need 16,708 people to sign Superman's 80th birthday card, and we will become the new Guinness World Book record holder.
I really think that's going to happen, but let's tell people, like, you don't have to look for John Cimino and Mitch Halleck signatures, like maybe 10 to 15.
No. You can only sign it once. That's right. The rules. You can only sign it once with your name, and there's a guy recording it, and they write down when you did it and stuff. But 16,000, it's going to be a lot of names, a lot of Sharpies on that thing.
Let me just ask you, whether we do it or not, which I think we're going
to
do
I think
it,
the other people did it in 3 months. We're going to try to do it in 3 days. So it is kind of crazy.
But my question is, where does the card go after? Is it going to be under Mitchie's bed or like folded up in the corner of a room? Where does that go after?
You know, I haven't thought that far.
Yeah, the wife is not going to want that.
I don't know. I'm thinking the envelope, let alone the biggest Guinness World Book record will be the amount of people it takes to lick that damn stamp that's going to go on it. I have no idea where it is. Maybe my storage unit. I don't know. My storage unit's only 10 by 10. Where am I going to fit a card that's 24 feet long? Oh, no.
We'll think about that after.
I got bigger problems right now because I got to get the Thanos statue home on Monday. The 14-foot Thanos statue.
Tell people about how that was built inside. Tell them.
Oh, okay. I went up to the... Every year these guys come to the show, the Decimated Designs, they're called. They build these giant heads, and we take photos. Last year it was Galactus, because of Jack Kirby. We did a Jack Kirby salute. And then the year before, they did this big zombie thing called Attack on Titan. So it's pretty cool. It's like a 12, 13-foot head. So I came to them this year, and I said, hey, guys, I want you to build me something that's going to be dynamic. And at first it was going to be a giant infinity gauntlet. And I said, okay, that's good. You know, that'll be fun. And then I said, nah, some people won't know what the hell that is. So let's just build a Thanos. So, oh my God, the phone is going crazy. So anyway, we built a giant Thanos, or they built it. And it comes apart. It's in two sections. And it's on a mass of skulls. He's standing on top of skulls with the Infinity Gauntlet. And it lights up. And it's gigantic. It's literally 14 feet. When it's on a stand, it's probably 16 feet tall. And it's finished, and they're painted it, and you're going to see it this weekend at Terrificon. The first thing you see when you walk in that expo hall will be the giant Thanos. But then I thought, the guy said, okay, when we're done with this on Sunday night, where's it going? I go, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I have no idea at this point. As we're listening to this, I don't know. I can't go on my front lawn. Maybe I could sleep in it because, you know, I'll be on the street after my wife sees it. I don't know. So anyways, you're going to see the giant Thanos card, the statue, the Superman card. The Batmobile's coming. The giant Batmobile from the Dark Dawn of Justice movie, Batman versus Superman. That's cool. That's never been here before.
Yeah, that's never been. And Mitch, let's throw a little props for the Power Cosmic podcast.
Oh, yeah, we're going to be making our debut. We're going to host the Roy Thomas, C.B. Cebulski panel, special presentation that's going to happen around 5:30 or 6. I got to double check the times.
It'll be at, let me see, I'm looking right now.
It's once in a lifetime event. Huh?
5:45.
Yes, you have to be in that room because it's a special presentation. That's all we're going to say.
Yeah, it's not just, we're going to be hosting something that hasn't ever been. First off, let's just throw a terrific con prop there that this is the first time CB and Roy have ever been together.
Correct.
And they're going to talk 45 years of Marvel and between them. And then, like Mitch said, we got something special. You just, when it's over, it's not over. We got something.
If all goes well. If all goes well.
Yes, if all goes well. Yeah, I know.
Well, see, that's the thing. I did a couple interviews last week. I actually did an interview in St. Louis, Missouri. Yay me. On a radio. But because people are coming here from Missouri. People are coming here from Australia. It's insane.
Texas,
well, Australia kind of trumps.
Hawaii, Honolulu.
Yeah, but I'm still saying Australia's farther away. But it's amazing to me when you do something good, people know about it. And I don't care if that sounds a little egotistical because it's goddamn true. I work hard on this thing and take it easy, Mitch. But I'm very impressed when I see these letters and people calling and emailing to come to the show because if you give people a quality product, they're going to come and take advantage of it and enjoy it. And,
that's the perfect timing, too, and because, as we know, Boston just happened last week, and this new formula of convention is more of a pop culture thing that, you know, you have the big celebrities, and then it doesn't really go to the comic people. You are one of the only conventions. I'll also throw Baltimore out there in
HeroesCon.
But you're a rare breed of, but you put on a great show of like a solid comic con. Yeah. And I'm sure you hear it, but I hear it from a ton of people that, like, that's what they're looking
well,
for.
Well, it's so funny because, I mean, and that's what this thing all started. So all I did was kind of reinvent the wheel. You know, it's like it's back to basics almost. Back to basics con. Yeah.
Basic stuff, like the stuff that we love. It's like the comic cons we loved and you loved when, you know, we were first coming.
Yeah, yeah. And all the panels. I wish I had more time and more room to do more panels because that's my fun part. I've said it before. I get all these guys together, and I want to know what happened when they killed Robin. So why don't you ask Denny O'Neill and Jim Starlin? They worked on the book, you know. What happened when they came up with Thanos to begin with? Ask Roy and Jim Starlin. Why? They made it, you know.
Yeah.
Is Roy going to bring that special Thanos thing?
Yes, yes.
Okay,
we got a little
okay.
special thing. So we got a lot of little special treats. So make sure you come to Table 97, right, Mitch?
Yes, I know. And then, yes, I did the floor plan. Everyone's like, how come the numbers go left to right instead of up and down? I go, I don't know. That's what the fire marshal gave me, okay?
But you got
to understand something here. I understand everybody wants a perfect world. Everybody wants right angles and straight lines. But the world is round. It ain't straight. And there's a lot of things that you just got to roll with the punches, okay? It's not like Where's Waldo. You'll find Roy Thomas. You will find Jim Starlin. They're pretty big. You know how you can tell? Just look for the long lines. That's where you know they'll be, okay?
And I know. People get so conscious.
Oh, my God, man. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I don't care. Oh, Mitch is a jackass. What a promoter. He's over there knocking people. People got to calm down, okay? Everyone's going to find everything. We've made it very organized. Let me tell you. I go to all these comic book conventions all year round. I go to dozens, maybe probably 40 a year. Terrific Con is organized like you wouldn't believe. These other shows, good luck, like needle in the haystack. I've gone to some shows and couldn't find friends of mine. I don't even know where the booth is. The guy Paul Shipper, he comes every year from Australia. He goes to New York Comic Con. I've yet to meet Paul Shipper in person. I can never find his booth. That's how freaking nuts those places get. So anyway, you'll find people. So calm down a little bit, all right? And I've made adjustments.
Walk around.
Exactly. Explore things. Walk around. Find new vendors. Find new dealers. Meet new artists. New friends you haven't even met yet. Strangers.
Yeah, and Mitch, that's another thing I want to throw out there. Like when you walk around and you said mingle, this is one of the only cons that you can really go there and you can talk to the creators and you can like give, you know, tell them 5 minutes how we changed your life or you love this and you get some ideas. That's the beauty of Terrific Con. It's not that factory line mentality. And I'm not here to toot Mitch.
No. It's designed that way. It's designed right. So you can go up and shoot the shit with a creator. And they like it too. It's like, you know, these guys, they do all these big shows too. Sometimes they call it belt. Oh, here we go again. Who's this now? Belt buckle cons, because all they do is look up from the table at someone's belt buckle all day. You know, they don't get to see the face. They don't get to interact with people.
Give that creator that comic. Tell them what that comic meant to you. We get it. That's what it's all about. I'll tell you, it's one of the greatest things with Roy. I try to give everybody 5 minutes of their time, like where they can tell Roy how he did this and that. But I like that. I want them to get that experience because, listen, I was the other guy on the other end of the table.
So was I.
And that's why we get it. That's why we understand. And that's why...
You know what? I think you're right. I never thought about it like that. Maybe I should answer that sometimes to people. When they ask me, you know, what makes this show different and, you know, why is this different from all these other big corporations and big companies that just do these massive cookie cutter shows? Look, I only do one of these things. Only do one. I do the gaming con, but that's a gaming thing. But for the comics, it's only Terrific Con. And I work all year on this thing. So I make it the show I want to go to. Because, look, I'm cheap. You know that. You know that better than anybody. I'm cheap. I mean, I'll make the eagle scream on my quarter before I let it go. And I want my value. I want to go in and get my damn money's worth. And I think the ticket price is pretty affordable, $30. Kids are free, 10 and under. And I want you to walk out of there exhausted. I want you to walk out of there with so many stories and memories. And I met this guy, I met that guy, I met this guy, I got this sign. I just yeah. want you to be exhausted, okay?
Yeah, I like that, like when like they have a comic and like maybe like there's a piece of dialogue in there that you'd be like, what did you mean by that?
Or yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like that's the stuff I loved, and you can get that there.
Yeah, that's why I'm agreeing with you too, because I think that's what, when I put these things together, I actually sit there and go, geez, what would I want to do? So if I walked in, parked my car, walked in, paid my ticket, what do I want to see? Oh, I want to see the big Thanos thing. Oh, I want to do the Superman thing. Oh, I want to go to some panels. Oh, I want to go meet some people. Oh, let's go take a nice lunch. Let's go back for the second half. So, yeah, you get all that at the Mohegan Sun, which is also a fantastic venue. All enclosed, weatherproof, free parking, 50 restaurants, things to see. You know, that's kind of cool. That's one of the advantages too.
Yeah, and it's funny. Like if you can get the food at the venue, or you can go. I mean, there's all these high end restaurants.
Oh yeah, there, you got Michael Jordan's steak restaurant if you want to go crazy and spend money, or you can go to Johnny Rockets like I end up going to all the time and getting like diner food.
If you win at the craps table and you don't want the wife to know and you want to spend on some comic books, come right back.
I know. I thought about that, too. If they end up winning, they can go buy some cool comics.
Let me tell you a quick story. Two years ago at Terrificon, a guy wanted a FF number 4, and he asked me, and it was a kind of a high grade I had. It was CGC graded, and the guy asked me if I could do a deal for him, but I paid a lot for it, and he said, okay. He comes back the next day, and he said, I won on the craps table, and he paid cash the whole thing, and he didn't complain, and he took it home. So I thought that was really cool. He actually did that. So it's fun.
Hear the phone again? That's the phone again. Hey, you know, maybe we won't take too long, because I know today you're going out there and buying your copy of the Infinity Gauntlet, correct?
Yes, Infinity War. I'm going to get it on. I'm going to get stupid here. I'm taking my daughter. She's excited. And this is something, Mitch. My daughter took one out of your scrapbook. I'm going to get the Blu-ray and the regular DVD one. I have no idea why. I'm taking her to Chipotle, and that's where she wants to go. And you know what she said when we come home? I want to watch every movie before.
My oh, God, said, no.
Yes.
That's going to take you a couple days.
So when we get home, we're going to, after I talk to you, I got to jump in the shower and get ready for this marathon with my daughter.
Oh, my God.
We start with Iron Man, and we're going all the way through before we can watch Infinity War.
You should bring, I hope you make it in time. You got to be at the show on Thursday and pick up Roy. You got to go pick up Roy.
Yeah, but I hope she, that's what she wanted to do.
I heard her interview, by the way, last night when I was folding T-shirts till 10:30.
Oh, yeah, let's throw that.
Yeah, that was very, I got to admit, very well, very mature sounding for her age. What is she, like 13, 14?
Yeah, she just turned 14.
Just turned 14. Very adult sounding, because I've got nieces and nephews. I've dealt with kids. I've got my own kids. I know how kids can sound, but I was impressed the way she handled herself and talked about art and getting into fashion. If people don't know what we're talking about, it's on the Word Balloon podcast by John Suntress, who's also at Terrificon hosting the pilot panels. And he interviewed Paul Cooperberg, and on the same show, he interviewed John's daughter for the about 15 minutes, I'd say, right?
Yeah, Bryn Cimino. And let me ask you this. Was she more mature sounding than Paul Cooperberg?
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah. And he's like 70 or 60. He's old as dirt.
And he threw it. This was pretty good, too.
I know. But I see Paul all the time and go to lunch with him. So I kind of am a little like, oh, God, do I have to listen to this? So, no, it was fun. And it was nice to hear how she said Roy treats her very well. And what an honor it is to know Roy.
Yeah,
I'm like,
yeah. I mean, but it's true, though. A quick thing for her is it's Roy, it's not me, and it's not her. Roy and Dan offer her these things, and they always want to include her in what it's like. They say that, and that's why it's not me pushing her in there or anything. It was always them. Yeah. Like, they want her to come to the house. They want her to come to the parties. They want her to come. They always, and he talks to her on the phone sometimes.
Yeah, so well, that's nice. That's nice that they have that relationship. That's nice.
Yeah. And I think it's very inspirational, Mitch. Inspirational.
Correct. Amundo. I sound like Fonzie, who will also be at Terrificon this weekend. Henry Winkler will be there. You know what I got to do today? And I'm so mad at myself. Not only do I have to get some things together for you to sell, because I'm not going to be able to do that, I have to gather my stuff for people to autograph. I'm such a freaking nerd. I got a whole room over here, the dining room, loaded with books I've been buying all year. I just was on Amazon last night buying some last-minute books that I want to have some of the artists sign. I like getting my omnibuses signed instead of single issues.
Let's throw that out there for a little. It's the Saturday morning collectibles booth. It's tables 330 and 326, if I'm correct, or 328.
Yeah. They're together. I had to move things around.
Yeah, 328. It won't just be my stuff. There'll also be a table full of Mitchy's
stuff. Yes, because I don't sell things at my own show. But, yeah, I've got some Star Wars helmets that I'm trying to get rid of, unload, and you could maybe that's the thing. You could say, "Oh, I own stuff that was once owned by the King of the Nerds." Maybe that's his treat.
Our buddy John Frenzy and his girl Melissa Gavin they'll be
who listens to the show, by the way. So look at that.
What's up?
She actually listens to this show.
Yeah, so we're bestowing the honor of her selling our stuff for us.
Yeah, and I'm trying to think of what else is going on. They got the All Yeah Kids Zone, which is not just for kids. It's got a bunch of stuff that adults could do. Panels, there's the video game room where you could play Injustice. That's a superhero fighting game.
Let me throw this out there. Don't forget, hosted by Mike Zapsik on Sunday.
The Mego thing.
Me and Artie, we're going to be talking Mego. So
I was on the Mego hunt last night. I just want to see what they look like. I couldn't find them. I was calling you from Target. All I found was the Charmed one. I threw it back.
And I'll make and on that panel, I'll make my prediction on how long that Mego, the new Mego line, is going to last.
All right. Well, we won't be celebrating it next year. Let's just say that. That's a little hint. It won't be having a birthday next year, because I found that Charmed figure last night, and I was like, "What the hell is this crap?"
No.
There's landfills right now screaming.
I had to ask you. Charmed?
I was like, Charmed, what was that? Who watched that show? Why do I want a figure from this? What is this? It was so bad.
Well, Marty could get for right now.
I know. I'm thinking, what rights does he have? What is he going to get? Like the Ernest Goes to Jail dolls or something, too? We already know that guy, don't we? R.W. Martin.
Oh, God, please don't throw that name out.
No. And then we got the after party with the Blues Brothers. There was supposed to be the Flash Gordon movie thing, but we couldn't get the movie theater for the night because it's being used, so that got canceled. I was all set to see it, but...
But plus, I had to calm Mitchie down. Let's just say, Mitchie tries, as mean as Mitchie can be to some people,
yes.
Mitchie tries to do everything for the fans. And I had to calm Mitchie down because he was going to have a lot of parties. And then he was asking me, they're all going to cross, like, you know, some are going to go on the same time, this is going to go on. And he just wants to make you guys happy. So if Mitch yells at you, he was doing everything he could.
Oh, God, yeah. It was just too much. Like you say, it's too much.
I told Mitch, rein it in a little bit. Don't much. So like I said, if Mitch snaps at you and you go, "Hey, Mitchy," and he's like, "Ah," and then like the Hulk, like from the old Hulk from the first. Yeah. Like, and he'll then don't worry.
Yeah, no, that was just hell. I yelled at the lady that cuts my hair 2 years ago. She came by, "Hey, Mitch," and I just had to rearrange a flight at the last minute for somebody, and I was furious because it cost me $500 more. And they change, and she comes by and, "Hi, Mitchie, how are you?" I didn't even say anything. I just said, "Hey." And I apparently the look I had on her my face frightened her. And my wife told me about it. She said, "Oh, my God, you are an asshole. You owe that woman an apology." I go, "Why?" She goes, "I don't know. She came by with her kid and this is Mitch. I cut his hair and you basically killed her with your look."
Wait, and this is the other thing that's so funny, how you said to your wife right there, "Why?" Mitch, I've known Mitch now for too long, and I know that. Okay, let him blow up here, because he's not even going to remember it in 2 minutes.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, he totally forgets. So, and he doesn't, it's like the Hulk. He does not, can't control his actions.
I don't remember. What did I do? Did anyone get hurt?
And you look around, and the whole, like, town is all
those rubble. There's nothing left. I'm like, oh, God, what happened?
Yeah, and it's like, so... So give Mitch.
No, I know, and that, you know, I got to be careful
with it a little bit. If you go up to him at Terrificon and he snaps at you and walks off, you just got to say, "Wait a second, I heard from the Power Cosmic podcast.
They warned me about this."
Yeah, no, yeah, safety tips on dealing with Mitch at Terrificon.
A safety tips. Yeah, I should put that in the book. Safety. Do not feed him.
It has to be in the program at the end and safety. You know,
don't put your hands too close to his mouth. He might bite.
Don't talk to Mitchie. Don't ask Mitchie anything. Mitchie's red, and like if his cheeks are red, please stay away.
And then it'll be all over. Next week we'll be talking about this. I'll be like, oh, I missed the show. I want to go back and do it.
And then I can throw in things. Do you remember when you attacked and threw your erases or threw that Thanos at this guy? You'll be like, I did.
I did. That happened. Yeah, I don't remember. I was like, and I don't even drink, which is amazing. People be like, do you drink? I'm like, no, I don't. I should, right?
Got it. Who knows?
I know. So all this year, I mean, the Terrificon. Then we go back to the regular podcast where we actually talk about normal stuff. But right now, it's like Terrificon mode. I'm sitting here at the kitchen table. Right next to me is all the room checks for all the hotel guests. I have to call up and get all the airline flights taken care of today. Other people have staffs that do this, but I'm kind of Catholic, and I feel like since I don't work on a full-time job all year, that I must punish myself and do all this. I'm the martyr, you know? I have to take all this on myself.
Yeah.
Plus, I don't trust anybody. There's another weird thing going on here, too. No one's ever going to work for you as hard as you will for yourself. You know,
absolutely.
So, I mean, you can't just hand it off to somebody here. This is all my dreams and hopes for a great show. Can you do something with that? Unless you're invested.
If you did that, Mitch, you would have a rotation of people that would be coming and going.
Oh, God. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. You got to roll up your sleeves, get your hands dirty and do it yourself. I'm sorry. People want to be part of it, but other people have full time jobs and they have families and stuff. This is my full time job. You know, so
and it helps, Mitch, that you're a fan of this stuff and you know it works, so that, like, you know, you know if you're going to put this thing here or this thing or that thing there. You know, like,
The market research that people want to know how I pick. I've had that question as, how do I pick guests? Well, 90% of them are people that I like, you know, that I either read or watch or I'm fans of. The other 10%, I honestly just walk around and ask people, maybe a little bit more than 10. Who they like, you know, what do they want to see? I go to comic book shops every freaking week and I'm sitting there going, hey man, do you like this? I'm trying to get the HeroClix thing going because I only like it, but I only got a couple people that want to do it, you know, other than you. And I can't stop the show and go play HeroClix with you for an hour because my wife would freaking shoot me.
I know. I'll be like, Mitch.
Imagine that if they can't find me. Where's Mitch? He's playing HeroClix. What?
Oh my God. In the back room.
In the back room. Yeah. It's like, hey, don't look at me. You know. What else? I got to go mail out some free tickets because I've had.
Let's have one little question. Like, I think maybe some people want to. How are you feeling coming into Terrificon? Like, how's your emotions right now? Like, how are you feeling? You got to be happy. I mean, like, though you had some up and downs, you're coming into a pretty good show.
Well, I mean, losing the Punisher was a real big blow to me. I was really upset by that one because I was looking forward to it. I got an issue of 129 Spider-Man. I told you I was chasing it down to get a cheap book just to have him sign it. So well, now he's not coming.
Too. I mean, people might not know this, is that earlier in the year, and I talked to him even last year, we were supposed to get Jerry Conway. So
Yep. There was supposed to be a whole Punisher thing.
Yeah, and then get that whole Punisher, maybe a few other people from the cast, but get that whole crew and then have like a nice Punisher celebration. But that didn't happen.
No, it didn't. You know, what are you going to do?
We tried.
How am I feeling?
As we're talking about Jerry Conway, Carla Conway will be at Roy Thomas's booth with me and Roy. She'll be there and she'll sign some Firestorm comics or whatever. She's written a few, and she's always there for some good laughs and good talk. She's another classic.
Yeah. Anyway, answer your question. I'm just impatient because I want the show to come soon. And then I'm hesitant because I think I got a million things to do before it happens. So I'm a little apprehensive. Actually, very calm because, you know, this ain't my first rodeo. I've been doing this now since 2012, organizing and producing these things. So that's like, what, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. That's 7 years. Oh, my God. 7 years I've been doing this stuff every August. My God.
And a lot of ups and downs.
A lot of ups and downs. A lot of people coming and going. A lot of bullshit along the way. Pure and simple.
Close to that edge and being saved at the last minute.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. A lot of that. A lot of perseverance. A lot of weeding out. A lot of going through the strainer, getting seeing who the true friends are and who the people become true snakes. That's been painful.
The thing obvious. Is if you can see like all that. That was an education.
You can
make a quality show. You have the connections now. You know just about everybody.
You're absolutely right too, because there's a certain naivete that just goes away. There's nothing you could do about it. There's like, you know, it's like a little kid that wants to be a baseball player. You know, they're like 7 or 8. They're getting baseball cards and chewing gum and hitting a wiffle ball. Then they grow up, and if they get into it, they find out the real world, how it works with the money and the agents and the politics. It's business, yeah. It kind of takes a little bit of the glow off the idea of it.
That's why they call it show business. It's a business.
I know, but so I've tried to be the pure Mitchie and still be the fanboy. You know that, because I sit there. I still get my books on Wednesday. I still buy my stupid little toys. I still go first day, first show to all these big movies. So. That hasn't changed, you know.
And a lot of those toys will be on sale.
Yeah, a lot of them. A lot of them, yes, they will be. Because I realize, what the hell do I need this for? Anyway, so that's about it. I mean, other than that, it's going to be a great show. I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward to seeing everybody. When I'm not the evil Mitch, I will say hello. I'll hang out with you. I'll have fun with Scott Martin. Chris wants to hang out till 1 in the morning. I'm like, dude, we'll see how tired I am. I am taking my vitamins this year. Last year, if you go back and listen to last year's Power Cosmic, I was on death's door. I'm not kidding you. I couldn't breathe. I had pneumonia. Mike Zek was writing to me the other day, wanted to make sure I was okay this year. So that's nice. Right?
Yeah, and you're okay. See, that comes with experience, Mitchie.
Yes, and comes not with shaking people's hands all day. I think I'm becoming a germaphobe. Anyway, I will. Oh, I need lots of cough drops because I usually lose my voice by Sunday from screaming all day.
And a piece of gum, Mitch.
And a piece of gum. And a big sundae as well. I need that.
At the end, I told you on Sunday.
And then I got to get back to my exercise program because you called me today, like, did you exercise? I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm so freaking tired now. It's not funny. So I will walk the dog. That's about as much. I walk her a couple miles a day. So that's
better. Is Harley going to show up at Terrific
Con? No. People want the dog to come, and my wife said it's too much, because she'll start shitting and pissing all over the floor, and I ain't cleaning that up. I got a cleaning bill that comes with it.
So who watches Harley?
The lady her mother and father, they live up the street. Harley's actual mother and father, the dogs, where she's from, they raise them, and then she just stays there for a couple days. With her brother Quinn, imagine that. They named the other dog Quinn, so you got Harley and Quinn.
No.
And they didn't even know. They just named him. They had no idea. They're like, what the hell's that? I go, you don't know who Harley Quinn is? They go, no. Now they do. Anyway, it's been 35 minutes of us just rambling here. Sorry if there's nothing informative. Watch the videos. If you didn't like this week's episode because you didn't get any comic book stuff, hey, what do you want, man? There's 110 other episodes you can go listen to if you want.
And we'll be back, not next week, because...
You're going to give me a week off?
Yeah, unless you don't want to.
No. Maybe. We'll see if I'm still breathing, yeah.
I can do it, but can Mitchie? Mitchie might be in the emergency room.
Might be.
On a lactated ring.
Getting the IV drip.
You'll be talking to Lucy at the psychiatric thing with the 5 cents going there and telling everything.
Oh, yeah.
But if not, we'll be back.
We'll be back. We'll see.
And we'll give you our firsthand review on how everything went down.
You got it, buddy. All right, and until next week, how do we end each show, Johnny?
And that's that.
And that's that. See you this weekend, kiddies.
This has been a production of Big Fedora Marketing, LLC, the folks that bring you the Terrific Comic-Con, GamerCon, and so much more. Thanks for listening.